As we begin our parish mission this week, let us start by invoking the grace of the Holy Ghost that we may take advantage of all the gifts that God wants to give us during the spiritual exercises. Please take out your blue hymnal. Please turn to number 68. We kneel for the first verse and stand for the rest. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and in our hearts take up thy rest. Come with thy grace and heavenly aid to fill the hearts which thou hast made, to fill the hearts which thou hast made. O Comforter, to thee we cry, thou heavenly gift of God most high. Thou fount of life and fire above, and sweet anointing from above, and sweet anointing from above. O Holy Ghost, through thee alone know we the Father and the Son. Be this our firm, unchanging creed, that thou dost from them both proceed, that thou dost from them both proceed. Praise we the Lord, Father and Son, and the blessed Spirit with them one. And may the Son us bestow the gift that from the Spirit flow. The gifts that from the Spirit flow. Please be seated for a moment. Blessed is he who has visited and has worked the redemption of his people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this opening ceremony of the parish mission, the priest puts upon himself the stole, which is not only the symbol of the priestly power of preaching and also of forgiving sins, but also reminds us of the two arms of our Lord, which were stretched out on the cross for our salvation. The priest also puts upon himself the missionary crucifix to remind you that he is here not to preach himself, but to preach to you Christ crucified. In a moment, there will be special prayers to God against the power of the demons, that they may leave you alone during these days of our parish mission, that you may consider more easily the work of your redemption. The image of the Mother of Perpetual Help is normally in the sanctuary of the chapel during a parish mission. If she's not here yet, she will be soon. And you know that the Blessed Virgin Mary is your good mother in heaven, and she wants to help you to take advantage of all the graces God wants to give you during these spiritual exercises. As you know, every mother loves to receive flowers from her children. Our Lady is no different. Please think to bring some flowers to place before the image of the Mother of God this week as a sign of your love and devotion towards her, and that you can ask from her the grace to make a good general confession. You already have the schedule for the parish mission. Please take note of the variety of times for confessions, the spiritual exercises of the sermons, masses, etc. There are special indulgences that you may gain by attending the parish mission this week. Those who attend at least 4 of the sermons this week may gain a plenary indulgence according to the old rules governing indulgences. Likewise, if you make a general confession of your life, at least since your last general confession, may also gain a plenary indulgence. If you know anyone in the parish who is unable to attend the parish mission because of sickness, please give them a call today and let them know that they also may gain a plenary indulgence simply by saying any prayers for the success of the mission each day, Sunday through Wednesday. We do encourage you to come to all the sermons this week because they do go to form one whole teaching of our Catholic faith. The examination of conscience for adults, meaning ages 18 and older, has already been made available to you. There are religious articles, brown scapulars, on the table in the vestibule for sale during the parish mission. Brown scapulars made by the traditional Josephite nuns who help out at the Society's retreat house in Bristol, England. This year there are 6 varieties of images on the scapulars. They are made of 100% woven wool, and they have very strong cords on them. These scapulars are for $4 apiece. There is a little wicker basket out there in which you can leave your donations. And if you would like to make that tax deductible with a check, then make the check out to SSPX Parish Missions. There are also free holy cards available. These are souvenirs of the mission. On the one side, you will see the picture of the crucifixion, and on the reverse side is an explanation of the devotion of the 3 Hail Marys. These are free holy cards, and they have been made. There are many that have been made, so please think to pick up one for yourself and one for a friend as you go out today. Children ages 13 and older should attend the parish mission under the age of 10 as at the discretion of the parents. There will be a blessing of religious articles on the last day of the mission on Wednesday evening. The Redemptorist Fathers have special papal privileges of granting plenary indulgences, according to the old rules of indulgences, to crucifixes, whether the crucifixes on your rosaries or a wall crucifixes that you bring with you. If in time of sickness you cannot come to the church to say the Stations of the Cross, you may say the Stations at home, holding the crucifix in your hand, and you gain the same plenary indulgence as if you were going from station to station around the chapel. You may also like to bring paper and pen during the mission, as people oftentimes like to take notes, especially when we speak about the commandments of God, so that after the mission you can take your notes home with you to reread them and remind yourself of what is a sin and what is not a sin. During these days of our parish mission, then, try to pray a bit more. Try to recollect yourselves a bit better, and certainly avoid the occasions of sin. As Jesus tells us in the Gospel, look up and lift up your heads, for your salvation is near. Please kneel down now for the prayers to God against the demons.
Domine exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat, Dominus vobiscum. Oremus, Domine Sancte Pater Omnipotens etene Deus, Pater Domini Nostri Iesu Christi, qui ilum refugum tiranum et apostatum gene enibus deputasti, quique unigeritum tuum in hoc mundum missisti, ut inum urgentem conterre velociter attende, accelera udere pia zomine mari magine met simili tudinem tuam creatum, a ruina et demonio meridiano. Daterorum tuum super bestiamque exterminavit vineam tuam, da fiduciam servis tuis quod requisimum draco impugnare fortissime, ne contemnat sperantes in te, et ne dicat sicud in faraone quiam dixit, Deum non novi nec Israel dimito. Urgi at idem dextra tua potens discedere a populo tuo, mediitius presum a captivus tenere, os tu ad imaginem tuam facere dignatus es, et in filio tuo redemisti, qui tecum vivit et regnat in saecula saeculorum.
As we prepare for Mass this morning, let's go to the Blessed Virgin Mary and ask her that we may be able to take advantage of the graces God wants to give us this week, and ask her also to help us to make a good general confession of our lives. Please stand and take out your blue hymnal. Please turn to number 165, all four verses of Hail, Holy Queen, Enthroned Above.
Hail, Holy Queen, Enthroned Above.